The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
With hurricane season still in effect and the winter weather around the corner, consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
I feel like I'm in church. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, welcome. This is something we have never done before. Oh, by the way, that's me, John Heald, Senior Cruise Director. I'm also the aerobics instructor. But, you know, Carnival is all about fun. It always has been about fun. And the fun is going to be taken to brand new levels, as you're about to see.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting high above the Empire State Building in New York City, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check out all of our cruise news at cruiseradio.net. It is a gorgeous fall day here in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, perfect day for a press conference as Carnival Cruise Lines has announced FunShip 2.0, which will bring passengers more to their vacation experience.
Yeah, the press conference just got out, and here's what CEO Jerry Cahill had to say.
What we're here today to talk about is what we call FunShip 2.0. It is a multi-year transformation of our guest experience across our fleet. All right, we'll ultimately involve all the ships in the fleet. It is by far the most ambitious and largest program that we've undertaken as a company. The first phase of this will result in our making an investment of about $500 million across the existing fleet. So it's a big idea, and it's a lot. But what we're trying to do, again, is we're trying to create, we did it on the Magic, we're trying to create spaces on board the rest of the ships in the fleet, which will help our guests to have a very memorable and fun vacation. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, for the first time, at least since I've been to Carnival Cruise Lines, we are also announcing a number of partnerships with celebrity experts and renowned brands. Basically, we're going to cover three main areas when we talk about the new initiatives. First is dining. The second will be entertainment. And then the third will be the bars and lounges.
We'll talk to Jerry one-on-one in just a moment, but just to touch upon his points, when it comes to dining, they'll bring you the Blue Iguana Cantina. Plus, Food Network star Guy Fieri has developed some burgers for Guy's Burger Joint, which you'll see on board.
In regards to entertainment, comedian George Lopez has been named Creative Director of Comedy.
Playlist Productions will revamp their current shows with high-tech LED staging and special effects, plus bringing new shows like Motor City, Divas, Latin Nights, and The Brits. DJ Irie out of Miami has also been named official DJ of Carnival Cruise Lines.
And then there's the bars. You're going to have the EA Sports Bar with a bunch of flat-screen TVs and a live 24/7 sports ticker. Also, there'll be the Red Frog Rum Bar, the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, the Alchemy Bar, and the Library Bar.
We mentioned George Lopez and Guy Fieri, who we'll be talking to directly a little later in the program. We'll also touch base with fellow cruise industry journalist Chris Owen and Fran Golden. One-on-one with Jerry Cahill after this.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
If you're an outdoor enthusiast and adventure seeker, a cruise tour to the Yukon Territory is the perfect getaway. This vast and thinly populated wilderness area of the far north offers unlimited outdoor adventure, breathtaking scenery, spectacular wildlife, and the unique vibe of Dawson City and Whitehorse. Whether you choose a trek into Kluane National Park, a canoe expedition down the Yukon River, or Arctic explorations in the north, you'll feel at one with the Yukon. And in addition to all the spectacular destinations ashore, a cruise tour offers all the luxurious shipboard amenities, including great food, dancing, clubs, Broadway-style shows, and more. Let your travel leader's expert help you discover all the treasures of the Yukon on an unforgettable cruise tour vacation. At Travel Leaders, our promise to you, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes us, you travel better. Contact your Travel Leaders Alaska Yukon specialist today.
Dad, I'm in trouble.
With us again. So,
gentlemen, are you guys? Oh, no, not them.
Sorry. If I warned them in advance, you wouldn't have shown up.
You know, we were on the sailing, the Carnival Magic, and love this ship, and you achieved so much with that, but you managed to even step things up many more notches.
Frankly, I hired a bunch of really smart people. Guys who understand our brand, they understand what we're trying to do, the experience we're trying to create, and they went and did all this stuff. The number of new spaces that we have, we talked about here today, I mean, it's phenomenal. And to pull that off in the short period of time, since we brought the Magic out, is really pretty incredible. But to us, it's all about providing a better experience for our guests and value. Right? Value is a very, very important thing to almost everybody. I mean, even if you're really wealthy today, value is a concept everybody cares a lot about. So to us, it was providing value to the guests.
It's cool to see, you know, y'all getting George Lopez involved and the guy Fieri. How did that come about?
Well, actually, I got to give the credit to Jim Bear and Mark Tamas. But, you know, we've been talking for a long time about what we could do to even bring the experience up a little bit more. Celebrities, if they're really good and if they fit your brand, that's the big thing, if they fit your brand, can really help you in that regard. And the same thing with bringing in other brands like Hasbro, you know. Yeah. So they went out and they did a search and they said, who would fit our brand? And it's got to be somebody, we're fun, we're social, right? We're a little crazy, mm-hmm. right? These guys are definitely on the crazy side, right. You know. They're definitely fun.
Yeah.
And they're good at what they do. I mean, they really understand their craft. And so to me, the credit goes all to my team. They did this. I just beat them up every once in a while for fun. But they really get everything done. And they've done a fantastic job.
So the Carnival brand, I guess it's important to know here, the Carnival brand is still going to remain the same. With all these changes, everything's going to be the fun ship still.
It's going to be more fun.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
fun.
The whole thing.
Right. Are y'all going to change that branding to the More Fun Ship?
No.
Jerry Cahill, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Hey, you guys are a blast.
It's George Lopez. How did this relationship with Carnival come to fruition?
Well, you know, they wanted to increase the fun on the ships. They wanted to kind of change the image of almost like performing on a cruise ship as not the best gig ever for comedians. I think they wanted to broaden the horizon of the level of comedians. So they decided they wanted to reach out to somebody that had a point of view, somebody that I think the comedians trusted, and they've done well with the comedians. It's a great gig, but I will bring people from television and from movies and from people that see it, and that's just what will make it better. You know, that'll make it better. You start to see people on the ship that you've seen in movies, and it makes it fun, man. It's a great surprise. And then I will be performing myself occasionally on the ships, which I'm excited about. So we're going to change the stigma of it being a bad gig to it being a great gig.
Well, that brings me to my next question, because you've had such a great career with such longevity. Coming up or at any time during your career, did you perform on cruise ships?
You know, believe it or not, I couldn't get booked on a cruise ship. So I did not. Would I have? Maybe not, because, you know, I was trying to be the next Richard Pryor, so I probably wouldn't have. But right now is a beautiful time. You know, I'm comfortable in what I do, and people know me from the show and know me from my HBO special. So it's the timing could not be more perfect, I think, for me to make my appearances on the cruise ships.
Are you going to have 100% control over who goes to what venues and such, or just limited control? Or?
Well, you know, I think we're sharing partnership with what they... you know, I didn't want to put anybody out of work, so I think we're going to share with what they've already established, and then I have somebody in L.A. that will book things. But one of the things that I really loved about doing Lopez Tonight was that I got to see some of the younger comedians work, and female and male, that were really edgy, you know, and had a point of view, and were very good at what they were doing, and I think they would benefit from doing a cruise and from getting that little bit of more experience.
Right on, George Lopez. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio, man.
My pleasure.
And Chris Owen is here at the press conference. Always good to see you, Chris.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing today?
Good. What do you think of the additions now?
Well, the big story here, of course, is that Carnival is adding so much value to their cruise experience for the guests on their ships. There are all these different venues and signature menu items, the comedy club with George Lopez. These things are all items that other cruise lines would add and charge for.
Right.
And Carnival's doing it included in the price. That's the outstanding value that they're offering and have continued to offer. And here's the thing. They started this 30 years ago building on a foundation that they clearly knew who they were as the fun ships. You take that foundation and add these things on top of it, and I don't think there's any limit to where they can go with this.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Better send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One, yeah. Cruise One.
Fran Golden, contributing editor for Budget Travel, is here with us. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you, man. It's good to be here.
You've written about the cruise industry for many, many years and seen a lot of changes. How does this stack up?
I think this is really significant because we've seen a lot of things coming on cruise ships, a lot of branding and that kind of stuff. But Carnival is doing this for free. So from a consumer perspective, you're going to get Guy Fieri burgers, you're going to get George Lopez approved comedy, you're going to get all these really cool things for free. And that's where this is differentiated. A lot of lines are adding a lot, but again, a lot of lines are charging for what they're adding. And I think there's pushback from consumers right now, a little bit. You know, you go on a cruise ship and you kind of expect an all-inclusive experience. And the cruise lines will say that you can have whatever experience you want, but the PS is that you're going to pay for. You can go to a really fine dining restaurant, but you're going to pay extra, you know, for that specialty restaurant. You can spend the whole time with a pina colada in your hand, but you're going to pay extra for it. And, you know, and obviously Carnival charges extra for some things too. But in this case, they're bringing first-rate burgers, Mexican food, some really new things onto their ships, but they're not going to charge you for it. And I think that's really the most significant thing here.
What would you say to cruising purists who feel that the industry has just added way too much sensory overload to the ships?
You know, cruising is a value vacation. It's still a value. It's probably the best value you can get. Now, if you're talking about too much sensory overload, the reality is what they've also added is private areas. You can go on a huge ship and you can go to a serene area and sit by the pool, you know, maybe an adults-only pool, or find another spot that you could just look out to sea or read a book or whatever. So they haven't forgotten that. There's still private places on ships that you can hang out without the big crowd experience. And that's kind of a trend that I see moving forward is the big ships making sure that they have that, some of the attributes of a smaller ship, a place to be by yourself or be with somebody you love romantically or whatever without that whole crowd thing going on.
Contributing editor for Budget Travel, Fran Golden, thank you.
Thank you.
Carnival Cruise Line's Senior Cruise Director, John Heald. You came all the way from the Carnival Magic just to be here. It's so good to see you again. And what do you think of the changes and all the notches that they've really kicked it up to?
It's exciting. I mean, it's Carnival has always been brilliant, and we've always had an incredible product. But this is something that I think enhances it. And I think it sort of gives us, it's like pressing refresh on a web page. And then suddenly you press refresh and all of this new stuff comes up. And, you know, from a grassroots level, the crew are all talking about it. Now, you know that it's a good thing when the crew members, when the waiters are excited, when the captains are talking about it, when the cruise directors are as well. That's when you know you've really done something pretty good.
It's always good to talk to you, man.
Thanks, guys. I hope we see you on board.
To find out all the details about Carnival Cruise Line's Fun Ship 2.0 initiative, check out the Cruise News section of cruiseradio.net.
Guy, hey, what's up, man?
Guy.
Talk to you, brother, man.
Remember, you got a bowl.
You guys get a burger?
Yes, awesome. Decadently delicious.
Mac Daddy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was the ringer. That burger was the ringer. We got the ringer with a pig patty. Yeah. We got a ringer with make you cry fungi. We got all kinds of good burgers coming.
You may know him from Minute to Win It. You may know him from the TGI Fridays commercials or Food Network or his many restaurants. Or you may recognize him from Bobby Moynihan's impression of him on Saturday Night Live.
Love Bobby. Tell me he's not a character.
Okay, I got to know. What did you think of that as you're sitting there watching?
I couldn't be more flattered, more thankful. I think Bobby's hysterical. And I've been thrilled. I want to know where my next one is.
Right. How did this relationship come about with Carnival?
I got a call from one of my agents. They said, you ever been on a cruise line? And I said, nah. No, seriously, have you ever, like, and I said, it seems too captive. I'm an outdoors guy. I'm dirt bikes and four-wheel drives, that kind of stuff. They said, would you go on a cruise? And they go, what are all the questions? And I'm like, well, someone's interested in doing a burger chain, you know, burger line with you. I said, well, I don't know. So I went on a cruise, had a great time. The people were fantastic. Ship was nice and clean. I mean, it was just a really cool deal. And I said, okay, let's talk about it. But then I thought, as soon as I told them, like, what my expectations were going to be in terms of how the burger had to be made, they'd kind of push it off and say, okay, it's a little too chefy, you know, for us to do. I went on. I gave them a demo. I showed them how I wanted the burgers done. They're like, okay. I'm like, no, seriously. And they're like, yeah. And next thing we know, we're in the burger business.
There's only, I don't know, maybe a million burgers out there in the world. How is this different? How is your approach to making a burger different?
Well, I think there's really just a few concepts that really have it in the burger world. You got to use quality product. That's like the super, super key. And it doesn't mean that it has to be super expensive quality product. I'm not saying go grind up, you know, some prime beef. Use a good 80-20 beef. Cook it the right way. We cook it on a flat top. It's really hot.
You mix anything with it?
Nothing. Do not. There's no messing with it. Just do it straight up. Lightly season it, but season it properly. Seasoning is super key when before food cooks and while food is cooking. Use quality ingredients. Like I said, we shred the lettuce, really nice heirloom tomatoes, nice juicy tomatoes. Thinly, thinly, thinly slice the pickles. I want the pickles to disappear into there. I want to get that vinegar from the pickles. I want to have that brininess complement the saltiness and the sweetness and the butteriness of, you know, the toasted bun. Just all these components. It works together as an orchestra. And when done right, it is delectable. And there's just a little bit of, we call it donkey sauce, just a little touch of the donkey sauce on there. And everybody giggles when you say it, when you go, why'd you call it donkey
sauce? It sounds naughty, guys.
So all these burger joints going on the ships, do you have creative control over all of them?
It's my gig.
Okay.
You know, and the thing is we'll, there's a set hired person just to work as the liaison between Carnival and Guy Fieri, between my knuckle sandwich team. Then I also have my own chef that will be visiting all the ships to ensure that it's done. But I don't have any question about the confidence I have with these guys. This is a real pro group of people. They don't want concerns. I mean, even things that they're not branding with something like, you know, with my name or George's name, they go out of the way to make sure it's done the right way. So I'm not worried about it. We just do it like we do in our restaurant. I do quality control checks in my own restaurants all the time just to make sure we're on top of it.
Your passion for cooking is contagious.
Amen. It's a common denominator of people. You know, I might not enjoy the sports you enjoy or vice versa, or movies or whatever is your, you know, your interest. But we can all sit here and talk about, man, I had this, or I went to this place, or did you ever try, you know, and it's really a common denominator of people. So for me to see how food-centric Carnival was, I mean, I'm not kidding you, brothers, I went from the engine room to the bridge. I covered every square inch of that boat. I went to the butcher shop, I went to the freezer, I went to the fresh produce, I went to the team lounge, I went to the team commissary, where they make the food to feed the 1,000 people that work on the ship.
Thanks for being on Cruise Radio, guy.
Enjoy that sauce, huh?
Yeah, thank you for the sauce.
My pleasure.
Right on, man. Thanks again to all of our guests, and a big thanks to Carnival Cruise Lines for a great day today.
And if you're wondering what ship's going to come out first with all these enhancements, it's going to be Carnival Liberty later on this month. And then next year, they're going to have Carnival Breeze, Carnival Dream, Carnival Conquest, Carnival Glory, and Carnival Splendor. If you want to see the full upgrade schedule, go to cruiseradio.net.
And stay on top of the very latest cruise news with alerts. You can sign up right there at cruiseradio.net. Fill out your email address underneath where it says instant email updates. In New York, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.